This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, here we're continuing in Maseches Ksubos, Daf Samach Hey Amud Beis. Amar Le Rav Papa Labaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, this is going on, the caption is V'noisin La Kappa. He gives her a handkerchief, but it's really going on the halacha that you have to give her shoes 3 times a year, but you give her clothing once a year. So the Gemara asks in a humorous manner, Hai Tana Shliach Ataloi V'Rami Misani. This Tana is unclothed and is wearing shoes. Meaning it says you give her clothing once a year and you give her shoes 3 times a year. So that means, basically, what do you need more, clothing or shoes? You know, it doesn't take much thought to realize that it's not going to do you too much good if someone's wearing shoes without any clothing. So does this Tana, is he naked and wearing shoes? Why would you give the woman shoes 3 times a year and clothing only once a year? Amar Lei. So Abai said back to her papa, Tana b'makoim harimkai. The Tana lived in a mountainous area. That it would not be enough not to have shoes 3 times a year. Shoes get rubbed out a lot there. The Agav Orche Kamash Malan, and Agav Orche is coming to teach the Nisvinu Nehala B'mayed, that we give it to her in the Mayed, Ki Heichi Dinahavila Simcha B'Gavayu, so that she should have joy with it. In other words, the reason why clothing is 3 times a year, once a year, and shoes 3 times a year is because that was rugged terrain. And the truth is, it's lav dafka three. It's not that she needs it on the yomtiv, but since you're going to provide it 3 times a year, therefore you might as well do it on the yomtiv. Now, come to think of it, giving it 3 times a year is not really that evenly spaced, right? Because Pesach and Shavuos are pretty close to each other. But I guess the pshat is, she could rotate, and she could save up, but let her have the joy of wearing it new the Yom Tov time. That's how I understand it. The kelim shel chamishim zuz, and kelim of 50 zuz. Amar Abaye, chamishim zuz pshiti. These are... there are two types of currency, of the provinces and of the big city. The provinces are an eighth of the Tyre, the Kesef Tsuri of Tyre. So Abai says the 50 zuz are of the provinces, not of Tyre, because this is talking about of a poor man, someone who's honorable, someone who's wealthy. It's all according to their honor. And if you're going to think it's mamish 50 zuz, ani chamishim zuz minale, where would an ani have 50 zuz of Tyre? Meaning clearly the Mishnah is talking about the smaller denomination of value, because the larger one is definitely not something that a poor person would have. And it says this is the Mishnah is talking about of a poor person. It's going 50 zuz of the regular the value in the province. Now, you don't give her new clothing in the summer or old clothing in the winter. You let her wear the fuller clothing in the winter, and then when it gets rubbed out, she'll wear it in the summer. Tan Rabbanan, Moiser Mezonis Labal, whatever leftover food, because you're giving her a lot of food. Leftover food goes to the husband. Moser Blaois Leisha, leftover worn out garments goes to the woman. Says Gemara, Moisar Blois Lisha Lamala. What's she going to do with worn out garments? Amar Rechava Shemeskasa Behen Bimei Nidasa. She covers herself in them in the time of her Nida, Kedei Shaloi Tiskana Abayla. So she should not be embarrassed from her husband. She should not be embarrassed, she should not be, excuse me, disparaged when she becomes Tahar if she's wearing the garments that she wore Bimei Nidos. So therefore, Bimei Nidos, we don't want her to be looked down upon in her state of purity. So when she's a Nida, she wears a different set of clothing. This way, she'll have nice clothing when she is Mutter. So Amar Abaye said, well, that would imply Naktinan, we would then glean from here, Moiser Blois Almana Liyarshav. The leftover worn out garments of an Almana go to her Yarshim. Because if the whole reason why a woman gets the worn out clothing is so that she's not disparaged by her husband, that means a woman who doesn't have a husband would have no reason to, no rights to the worn out clothing. Hasam hu delei tiskana ba'ape. There is so that she should not be ashamed in front of him. Hacha tizgani v'tizgani. Here, let her indeed be ashamed. Noisen la ma kesef. We give her a ma of kesef. Mayoi chelas. Ah. So it says that she eats with him Friday night and every Friday night. Says the Gemara mayoi chelas. What does it mean she eats with him? Rav Nachman Amar mayoi chelas mamish. She actually eats with him. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says, Tashmish, Oicheles means relations. Tanan. Tashmish, it means relations. By the way, that's a connection to this week's Parsha. That, Ki im halechem asher hu oichel, except for the bread that he ate. The Eishes Poitifar put Yosef over everything except for the bread that he ate, means his wife. That's the Shita. Oicheles means Tashmish. Tnan. Oicheles imai. She eats with him. Leile Shabbos. Bishlama. Lamanda Omer Achila. Hainatani Oicheles. Bishlama. Lamanda Omer. That says eating. That's why it says she eats. Because she's the one eating. Lamanda Omer Tashmish. But Lamanda Omer that it's relations. My Oicheles. What does it mean? She eats. Why she eats? Why is it called she eats? She's not, it's not her. It says Gemara, Lishna Ma'alya. It's a clean expression. Kedachsev, Achla, she eats. Umachta Pia, she washes her mouth. Ba'amra loy pa'alti yavin, she said, I didn't do anything wrong. So that would be a sanitized way to refer to Tashmish. Meisei. Rishim Gamliel Oimer Oicheles Belele Shabbos V'Shabbos. Rishim Gamliel says that she eats with him not only Friday night, but Shabbos day as well. Bishlom Mandam Rachila. Bishlom according to the opinion that she actually eats with him. Hainu Diktani V'Shabbos. That's why it teaches not only Friday night, but Shabbos day. She eats with him Shabbos day. Ela Lamandam Tashmish. But according to the opinion that it's she lives with him. Tashmish b'Shabbos mi ika. Is there Tashmish on Shabbos? How could there be? If how could Shem Gamliel say during the day? So b'Shalma eating, there's a meal Shabbos day. But according to the man d'Amar Tashmish, is Tashmish permitted during the day? V'Amar of Huna Yisrael Kedoshim Hain. Jews are holy. V'Ein Misham Shemitah Sam B'Yoyim. They don't have relations during the day. Says Gemar Hamar Rava. Rava says, Bebayis afel mutter. In a dark house, it's mutter. This is a mamish apella. Very nice, it's mutter in a dark house. But Rav Shim Gamliel is saying, you're obligated to. So does the Shim Gamliel obligate a husband to live with his wife Shabbos day? So some Rishonim say, yeah, it's going on someone whose chiyuv oina is twice a week or more, and meanwhile he's supporting her through the middle guy, so he's not fulfilling that, so Friday night alone is not going to cut it. He would have to do Shabbos day also, according to Rav Shim Gamliel. Ve'im ha'isameinika. And if she nursed, if she was nursing, then the halacha is, we don't make her work as much, and we give her more food. Darash of Ula Rabba, Apischa de Benesia. Rabbi Ula Rabba darshan at the entrance of the house of the Nasi. Afal pisha amru ein adam zanas banav naisuk shen ketanim. Even though they said a person does not have to support his sons and daughters when they're minors, that you should, but you're not obligated to. Avozan ketanik tanim. You have to support very young children. Ad kama, until when? Ad ben sheish, until 6 years. Kid Rav Asi. Like Rav Asi said, Am Rav Asi, katan ben sheish, a child who's 6 years old, yoytze be'erav imai. He could go out of the city based on where his mother puts the erav, because he's subsumed in the mother's eating. Memela, since you have to support the lady, part of the woman is her son, is her child. So, under 6 years old, you have to support him. Because we see from this halacha that the son's ability to go beyond the tchum is limited by the mother. Mimai, what's the proof? What's the proof that a child is considered like part of the mother? Midiktani, from the fact that it says hoisamin, and the father has to support. What's the proof? Midiktani, from the fact that the Mishnah says hoisaminika, if she was nursing, parchsin la mimasi adeha, we diminish from her handiwork, meaning we diminish from her masi adayim. We don't require her to work so much. Umaisifin la amazainaseha, and we add to her food. Why do we add to her food? Why do we add to the food of a woman who's nursing? Isn't it because she has to feed the child? That means the child is part of her. And somehow, if the Mishnah is saying that you have to feed this little baby, and the way you feed him is by giving her more food, so that means that would continue until the age of 6 years old. Says Gemara, V'dilma mishum d'chaylahi. Maybe it's because she's sick. Maybe the reason you have to give her food is not because of the child, it's because she's a chayla. Often, a woman who's nursing is considered weak. Says the Gemara, Im kein lisni im haysa chayla. If that was the case, the Mishnah should say, if she was sick. Mai im haysa menika. Why does it say if she was nursing? If it's because of the factor of maybe she was sick, it should have said, maybe she's sick. It should say if she's sick. Says Gemara, V'dilma ha-kamash malan. Maybe the chiddush is, the stam meinikos chaylos nenu. Maybe the chiddush is, stam, a woman who's nursing, is considered like a chayla. And basically we do say that in halacha. There's a marsham who says that a woman, for 2 years after she has a baby, she has a din of a meinekes. Maybe she doesn't have to fast. But there's such a din that a woman who's nursing, she's considered like a chayla. Idmar Amar Rishon ben Levi, Maisifin lo yayin. A woman who's nursing, we give her extra wine. Shehayayin yafa l'chalav. Wine is good for the milk. What do you say about that, doctors? Wine is good for the milk. Maybe it's good for the milk. I'm not sure if it's good for the brain development of the baby. They had better nishtana hateva. They had better wine back then, and they had better brains. Okay. Hajin alach afalpi. Wine is good for milk. Yeah, is that what it says in the medical books? Not the newer ones. Okay. Hajin al Chafapi. New Perek. Perek Mitzias Ha'isha. Zok the Mishnah Mitzias Ha'isha. When a woman finds something, Umasi Adeha, and her handiwork, Labala, go to her husband. What a woman finds goes to her husband. Her handiwork goes to him because he supports her. The Yerushasa, and what she inherits, Hu Oichal Peres B'chaya. He eats the fruits of what she inherits in her lifetime. Boishta, if she's ashamed, Hu Pagama, or if she's diminished in value because someone injured her. Shala, it goes to her. Her embarrassment goes to her. If she's diminished in value, it goes to her. What about tsar, pain? Certainly tsar goes to her, because he has no right to be mitzar her. What about doctor bills? That goes to him, because he has to pay for her doctor bills. What about loss of work? For sure goes to him, because he gets the loss of work. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah Omer, Bizman Shabasei Sar La. When she's injured in a concealed spot, it goes to her. I'm sorry. La Shnei Chalakim, she gets 2/3. V'lo Yachad, he gets 1/3. So if it's in a secret spot, so she gets 2/3 and he gets 1/3. But if it was Man Shabagaloi, if it's open, and he's the one who's embarrassed, and he's the one who is not pleased with the way she looks. So if it's Man Shabagaloi, if it's revealed, Loi Shnei Chalakim, he gets 2/3, V'la Echad, and she gets 1. Shalo Yinasein Miyad. His Chalak for the 2/3 is paid immediately. V'shala her Chalak, the 1/3, Yilakach Behen Kaku, should buy land. It belongs to her, who Eichel Peres, and he gets the fruits of that land. Says the Holy Gemara, Mai Kamash Malan, what's the Chiddush? Tanina. We learned in a Mishnah. Why do I need a Mishnah that Metzias Ha'isha Labala? We learned many times, Ha'av Zakai B'bitai B'kiddusha, the father has rights in his daughter in her kedushin. Bekesef, b'shtar, ubebia, zakoi b'metziyasa. He merits her metziyos, uvematziyada and her handiwork, uvahafaras nedareha, and hafaras nedarim, mekabel es gita. He receives her get. He gets her get. And he does not eat the fruits in her lifetime. Of her possessions. Nisseis, if she does nisuin, yeser olav habal. The Baal has extra rights even more than the father has. Shehu oichal peros b'chayah, because he eats fruits in her lifetime. Boishta ufuga. So therefore, why do I need in this Mishnah that the metzios of a woman go to her? We've already learned it many times, most specifically in Dafnam Vavamid Beis. Says the Gemara, we don't need, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is not for metzios Aisha, but rather, boishta ufagama itzrichalei. The chiddush of the Mishnah is boishas and pagam, which is machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say boishta ufagama shala, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah says if it's baseisar she gets 2/3, if it's bagaloi he gets 2/3. But what's interesting is that it comes out metzias ha'isha, we don't really need to teach. It's only learned agav boishas pagam. And the whole perek is named Metzias Ha'isha. You know, the perek got a name of a case that didn't even have to be there. But just imagine if the Mishnah would talk about Boishta Upagam. You know, that would not be a good name of a parak, Boishas Upagam. We had that parak Afalpi is Keneged Apayim, Erech Apayim. Remember? From the Rebbe of Shmelka. You have Kael, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech, Apayim. So this parak is parak Rav Chesed. So I guess it's a Chesed. Metzias Ha'isha Lebala. Why are Metzias Ha'isha Lebala? Is it because he redeems her? He's mechuyev to redeem her if she's captive.
It wasn't Mishum Eva?
One of them is Mishum Eva. One of them is he's not going to be happy if he supports her and he doesn't get one, either Metzias Ha'isha Masyada. One of them is because he redeems her. Which one? We have to look again. Atzan mem vav amida mem vav amud beis. So let's look.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.